As Governor Kevin Stitt gears up for his challenge from State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister in November, State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on what effects education policy could have on the race.
Before they were political foes, Hoffmeister and Stitt were united. Let's rewind to March 12, 2020.
Good afternoon. Today we have State Superintendent of Schools Joy Hoffmeister.
At this press conference, both Republican state officials stressed the need to be vigilant in schools. This was mere hours after COVID-19 had infamously shut down an NBA basketball game in downtown Oklahoma City.
We are working with our schools all across our state to evaluate the developing situation on a day-by-day basis.
And the two were united to work together for the safety of Oklahomans.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Commissioner Cox. Nothing is more important than the safety and well-being of our students and their families.
But things have changed. They broke off on policies, particularly those related to masks and keeping schools open amid skyrocketing case counts. Hoffmeister changed parties and became a Democrat. Today, the pair are squaring off in a race for governor, and it appears to be a close one. A recent nonpartisan poll found Hoffmeister is just 1 point behind the incumbent Republican governor.
What we're seeing this year is that while Kevin Stitt's getting about 70% of Republicans, he's losing 15%, but not gaining that much from Democrats.
That's Bill Shepard with Sooner Poll. He asked more than 400 likely voters about their preferences in the upcoming governor's election. And the poll was surprisingly close in deep red Oklahoma. While Hoffmeister has won over many in her new party, Shepard says Stitt seems to be losing more Republicans to his challenger.
Why is that? Is it because they kind of see her as a Republican and they liked her as a Republican and they're willing to kind of stick with her a little bit? Maybe they have some sort of beef with Governor Stitt over education or something else.
OU political scientist and education policy expert Devin Carlson says education is normally relegated to the back burner in political races, especially national ones.
The governor's race is a bit more interesting, and education policy can enter into those gubernatorial races because education is ultimately a state-level issue.
Education is a sharp dividing line between Hoffmeister and Stitt. The governor has made it clear he is all in on vouchers and school choice, while the state superintendent says those kinds of policies would hurt traditional public schools. That's become a common dichotomy in races across the country.
Historically, public education was really supported by both parties. And over time, education has become a more partisan issue where public education and the attendant interests are associated with the Democratic Party and school choice is more generally associated with the Republican Party.
Education policy comes down to money. And no matter who wins, advancing their goals will be highly dependent on what the legislature is or isn't willing to do. In the last session, lawmakers kept public education funding flat and also failed to pass a major private K-12 scholarship bill. At the same time, they put billions of dollars into rainy day funds.
Since the teacher walkout and the subsequent legislation that did address a number of the asks from the public education community, we haven't seen a whole lot happen at the state level with respect to education, and I kind of see that continuing for the next several years.
The race appears to be tight. Sooner Poll and Amber Integrated have both come out with polls showing a narrow lead for the incumbent governor. Education could be playing a role, especially in driving pro-public school voters toward Hoffmeister. But Carlson says, don't put too much stock in its influence.
Education is perhaps more relevant in this race than in many, but it's still far from the only issue that voters are going to think about or care about when they cast their ballot.
Abortion, inflation, education, all those issues will combine to motivate people to the polls. But how much the issues ultimately move the needle in Oklahoma remains unclear. Voters will decide that on Election Day. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.